News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
It was only, of course, a number of days ago that the peace deal was signed between the US and Iran, and this was to kick off a 60-day period of talks with hopes that that would lead to a more permanent solution in the region. Well, those hopes undermined somewhat by news that US Vice President J.D. Vance has pulled out of a scheduled trip to meet with Iranian officials in Switzerland. Apparently, his staff were already gathering to board the aircrafts when the trip was cancelled. I'm joined by Fawaz Gurges, who is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, have we any insight into what it was that caused J.D. Vance to abandon the trip?
Well, I mean, J.D. Vance, the vice president, said that the technical talks between the United States and Iran have already begun about the next phase of the framework of understanding, the 60 days. Iran insists that the United States honors every single aspect of the framework of understanding, and this includes Israel's ceasefire in Lebanon. Because you see, the reason why Iran is very insistent, because they have no trust in President Trump, and they want to make sure that Israel stops its ground offensive in Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister has basically rejected the framework of understanding and continues hostilities, in fact, raising homes, burning homes, attacking other Hezbollah targets, and basically forcing people to be displaced. So according to one of the major reports in Lebanon, it's a television station and news site called Al-Mayadeen, Iran basically communicated to the United States that they have to really basically force Israel to stop the attacks, because the framework of understanding stipulates that the ceasefire applies to all fronts, not just in the Strait of Hormuz, not just in Yemen and Iraq, but also in Lebanon. So Lebanon really could easily, Israel's war in Lebanon could easily derail the American-Iranian understanding. And what we are seeing in the United States now is that really a concerted and systemic attack on the framework of understanding by pro-Israeli voices and Republican hawks who want basically the war to continue, or they want to bring about regime change. So we have to wait and see how the Trump administration acts in the next 48 hours or next few days.
And where is Israel left in terms of its leverage with the Americans? Because in response to the stated displeasure from some sources within the Israeli cabinet about the agreement, J.D. Vance said, "If I was in the cabinet of the Israeli government, I might not be attacking the only powerful ally that I have anywhere left in the world." That doesn't sound like a very happy relationship.
Well, that was really, I mean, it was fascinating and revealing. The first time that the Republican administration, in particular the Vice President J.D. Vance, basically launched a concerted response, a very powerful, very public, criticism of Israel. This was from the White House, the press conference. And basically, he warned Benjamin Netanyahu and his government to stop their attacks against the United States by reminding Benjamin Netanyahu basically who supplies Israel with the arms and ammunition and bombs and money. So I think we are seeing a rift emerging between the Netanyahu government and the Trump administration. And remember, Israel has a great deal of leverage within the Republican, basically, political establishment. And those Republicans are really going hard against Trump. So this particular clash of wills will have to basically reach its final point. And we'll see whether President Trump can really stand his Israeli counterpart down. I mean, it's now finally in the open. Israel and its allies in the United States do not really want any permanent end to the hostilities. They ultimately continue to stir the situation and they want basically regime change in Iran.
Will they push that to the point, though, of a permanent schism with the Americans? If it comes to the Americans publicly instructing them to cease hostilities, have the US the power to cause that to happen?
Well, I think I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I think what Benjamin Netanyahu and his extreme ministers are really doubling down. This is the first time that, I mean, there is a paradigm shift within the American public. A sizable majority of Americans are fed up with this kind of warmongerings, and basically a majority, according to opinion polls now, for the first time in the past 30, 40 years, basically look at Israel and its actions, not Israel as a state, but its violent, aggressive, and against the Palestinians negatively. So I think President Trump probably is one of the few American presidents who can basically challenge the Israeli government. And he has done so using profanity and four-letter words against Netanyahu. But you see, Netanyahu has little to lose because he is waging a fight for his own political future, his own political legacy. And what he's not doing it personally directly. He's basically unleashing his supporters and his associates to do the dirty work against the Trump administration. But taking Donald Trump on is a very, very costly business because Donald Trump is not really Joe Biden, is not Barack Obama. I mean, he will bite once you really basically upset him. And I think it's now this particular clash of wills is playing out before our eyes. I fear that basically, the Republican hawks and the pro-Israeli voices within the U.S. Republican Party could really do a great deal of damage, if not to sabotage the framework of understanding, but to delay it and basically to raise questions in the minds of millions of Americans about the way forward with Iran.
Fawaz, thank you very much for that analysis. Fawaz Gerges there, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.